Welcome to BGN Sports Night, a presentation of Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. BGN Sports Night is presented by StarCraft Fortress University. StarCraft Fortress University, educating the StarCraft public the wonderful game of StarCraft Fortress 1 pupil at a time. Presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Wherever a semi-naked man is crying like a schoolgirl because he lost a ball game, you are there. Why did they lose? Because some millionaire dropped the ball. A millionaire who needs a mic stuck in his face on national television. Go ahead, wear your cashmere blazer to work. No one's going to pour champagne on it where you're going. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, old bringer of bad news. You're not a big loser. You just interview them.
Don't want to talk about it.
Bud Light beer, and as it was said.
Hey, Frank,
yeah.
Did you know Budweiser's the official beer of Major League Baseball?
Really? That's great.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be nice if we sang a little song.
Yeah, good idea. I'm
okay.
Ready.
Just follow my lead.
I'm with
hey,
you.
Hey, Ferret, you ready over there?
Okay.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd. Oh, yeah.
I don't care if I never get back, so let's root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame, cause it's... At the old ball game.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, I thought a ferret can sing.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. He's got a lovely voice.
Hey, blowing it.
One more time.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh,
I love
good.
This
he's
guy.
He's good, he's good. Buy me some peanuts.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
New York, New York. It's all about the hardcore ball in the hood, about the baseball in the Bronx, and the basketball in the MSG. It's about the G-Men, the J-E-T-S, Jets, and so much more. However, tonight it's about a different brand of gaming in the NYC. It's about the S-C Pilots, our defending top valor in the land, rolled through the preliminary round as if they were nothing. But of course we know they were. Branded, who finished a respectable second in his group, D joins the representative of DA NYC in the quarterfinals. Tonight, these two good friends in DA virtual world and in DA real world in the NYC battle in the second quarterfinal of the BGN Invitational Tournament 2. Game on.
So, the games may begin. Both players are up to now random, and they state they choose to be random. So we see a random versus random game on a 96 by 128.
Looks like we got a Terran versus Zerg matchup with Killer Ace as the Zerg.
Yeah, and Ramvid being Terran, Zerg being on the top right side of the map, while Ramvid is on the bottom left.
And right now we just have normal mining procedures because we're only maybe not even a minute into the game yet.
Yeah, okay. Both players aren't sure if it's an island map or not.
I'm sorry if I'm not being insightful enough, Space Dominator.
No, that's no island map, so it looks like Killer Ace wanted to lie on Ramvid. Because he told him that's an island map, but he now knows that it is not. Okay, Zerg has made a normal overlord beginning, is now going with his first drone to his first expansion, and is doing there his first hatchery very soon, I guess, while Ramvid has already seen the base of Killer Ace. The first hatchery has been set up. Still no pool. We'll see a pool soon, I guess. And the Overlord from Killers is flying to the top left. While, as we all know, the real map is on the bottom left. First, Rax is being built at the choke point. For the ones that don't know that map has no ramp. It has just a small choke point that can be closed or blocked by one Rax. And there is a way or there are two entrances. The one at the choke point that is very the one at the choke point, and the other one in very long way, almost the you have to travel with your SUV the whole way to the top left. Yeah, sure, a lot of okay, so that's it. I don't say anything more.
Okay, so by the looks of it, we have a second barracks being built here. Does that mean you think we can expect a standard Marines and Medics followed by a tank push, or what?
Well, usually I would have said yes, but Rama tried to make a bunker rush. And as he didn't get to do it, I think he will just do the usual stuff. Building an academy, building a refinery, making Marines Medics going out and trying to arrest. I don't know if he's going to make a tank push, or if he's going to expand very fast. Depends on, on what he thinks would be better. Right now we see Killer Ace, that knows the map, having built a third hatchery on his bottom expansion, mineral only, while he's sending 8 zerglings around the map to the main base from the Terran, and he's doing it. He's coming from a hidden way, so not through the middle of the map, but from the sides. And Marines will be able to stop that attack. They were able to kill 2 zerglings, and the rest is going to retreat. Killer is now building more drones, building his first lair. Still just one gas until now, so we'll see maybe a lurker opening instead of a mutilisk opening. While Ramvid is doing the usual stuff. T-Rex, and he's now moving with 7 Marines, 2 Medics, to the base of Killers. Killers has just seen it with a skull zergling, and he will surely prepare for it. As we see 6x morphing some units. Still no Hydralisk and no Mutalisk building. And now the Marines have reached. They have
looks
reached
like he didn't
the expansion.
See the,
yeah.
They didn't see it.
Otherwise exactly. He didn't see the expansion.
Havoc.
Yeah. That's very bad
now,
because Killers will be able.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, those M&Ms are really effective.
They are very effective. And looks like Ramvid is going to deal a lot of damage. He's dealing a lot of damage, killing lot of drones. And killing a lot of zerglings. He has a very good micromanagement.
Taking them out.
Very, very well made. He has killed almost the whole echo line of the zerg, and is still doing more damage. It's incredible.
Wow. He's just taken out that entire mineral line right there. And this is going to be a really significant setback for Kill Ace, and this is definitely a bit of an upset here. You know, it'll be a setback for Akilla for sure. You know, despite the fact that he has already three small bases going for him.
Yes, absolutely true. But we see that Ramit forgot to rebuild or to build more Marines. because he has just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Marine experience yet, so, Killer Ace, if he's able to do damage fast, he might get back to the game. Which if a Vulture being added to the troops, another depot being made, more Vultures being made, looks like more Marines, and that was very terrific for Killer Ace. That set him very hard behind.
You mean it was a terrific move for Ramvid?
Yes, exactly. No, it was a very good move from him, and a terrific one for Killer Ace. Okay, Killer Ace tries to regain drones. He's building...
He's building a spire.
What's the word again? A spire, exactly. But he has a very low economy. While he's moving with two Vultures, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Marines, 2 Medics, to the fast expansion of Killer Ace. And he's killing some drones there. Oh, that looks like... Okay, we have an attack from Ramvid, and he was able to kill the troops from Killer Ace while moving forward to the...
Oh, but Kill is sending in the reinforcements?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because there are two... not too many Zerglings. He's able to attack the expansion. And he's going to take it out, I guess. Although there's a sunken colony morphing in, so... Yeah. Killers will be able to defeat that attack, but he has lost drones again. Ramvid is playing very aggressively. Aggressively, he's playing very confident, very good. He's making a lot of pressure.
He's already destroyed about two-thirds of Killer's drones and managed to put them off balance a little bit. So far, I think it's been pretty effective, but it could be a little bit more effective. By the looks of it, when he once he starts a battle, he forgets a little bit about his macros. So he has fewer troops after an attack force is wiped out than he would otherwise.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Because he's moving now with 3 medics, 4 marines, trying to get that expansion, that first set expansion destroyed. He's able to do so because he has, what's the opposite of plenty? Too less troops?
Too few, yeah.
Too few troops, yes. Well, look, he's too confident. What Ramvid should do now is exactly make his expansion, and doing so, he's building a common center at his mineral-only expansion. He should add some more SCVs and just pump out more Marines. We see also that he has added a second factory with the add-on, and he's building a starport. So we might see some drops or at least some. Yeah, we might see a drop, I guess.
Maybe the tank push that I had suggested earlier.
I mean, I'm not sure about it, but I could think he wants to put the tanks behind the mineral line from the expansion he has been attacking. That would be quite an effective move if he's able to have some backup with M&Ms too, because, as I said, Killer Ace is trying to get mutalisks. Ramvid is doing quite a good job building some turrets in the base. Looks like he has seen the spire. He's building, or he's going to get his expo going on.
I think this is pretty incredible, actually, because as good as Ram is playing, Kill is actually bouncing back pretty hard here. I mean,
yes,
he's already got some pretty high-tech structures, and he's upgrading to Hive, and he's got 3 bases, and he's already managed to rebuild most of his workers, you know. So I think if Ram doesn't start putting some more pressure on him pretty soon, you know, the balance of power is going to shift.
Yeah, you're absolutely true with what you say, because Kilaes is building a lot of Zerglings. That's very unusual to see that much Zerglings. And we see a hatchery being built at the second choke point that is covering the expansion and the main base. 2 sunken colonies are at there too, so that no more rush can be made. Or, well, okay, rush would be stupid up to that. Okay, and we see now a drop with M&Ms into the main base that is almost not defended, just by 1 sunken colony. But the main, the mineral line is completely undefended. He's getting the Marines back to the dropship.
That was
just
a fairly effective drop there.
Yes. And he will
and it looks
also
like he's going for round 2.
Yeah, I just hope that he doesn't forget to rebuild some troops. And it looks like he is, because he's not building anything.
Yeah, he's neglecting his base.
Yes. Okay, from now on it looks bad for Ramvid again. He has had a very good beginning, but he wasn't able to use it to his advance. And he tries to he built some vultures and tries to mine well in the outer areas, I guess. Although he just has his vultures sitting there. He's building another expansion. Although he hasn't used his first expansion, there are just 3 SCVs there. So it has almost no use.
Well, it looks like a mine just went off and took out a pretty big chunk of Killa's attack force, and now they're about to start engaging his Marines, and now we have lag.
From lousy cheesy. Okay, that game looks good for Killa's, I would say. Killa's has already attacked buildings. He will surely add some high-tech units to you. Like Ultralisks, I guess. And, well, it doesn't look too good for Ramvid. Although he's playing, he's making a good job, or he has made a good job. I don't think he will be able to make it like that longer.
Okay, so Kill's little scouting force, or maybe expeditionary force there, just got mowed down, and now Ram is making another incursion across the map. And it looks like he's trying to establish some sort of defensive bulkhead right in front of, you know, the border where Killa's bases end. But it doesn't look like he's... It looks like a drone... Oh, okay. It was trying to get past, and then it was taken down.
And those are cracklings,
okay.
Right?
Yes,
the cracklings are
definitely... They've just broken through through Ramvid's attempt at containment, and they've made pretty short work of his troops, and now they're surging back across the map to try and take the fight back to Ramvid's bases. And they are now engaging his Marines, and his Marines are mowing him down. Although
more or less.
He's
losing a lot of force.
They took some pretty substantial losses on both sides.
Yeah. And we see now why, because Killa's has already upgraded his Zerglings. He has 1 more carapace and 1 more attack upgrade, while
strangely enough,
Ram has still, no.
Ram hasn't upgraded yet. It's, you know,
yes.
It's odd. This late into the game, you'd expect at least, you know, maybe 1 upgrade level and maybe working on another, but...
Yes, and still just 3 SCVs on his first expansion. His second expansion has 1 SCV. He's neglecting his macro management. Although he's building 1 more barracks, that doesn't look too good for him.
And now Kill is sending in a couple of Mutalisks to scout and I guess maybe harass a little bit. Renvid is trying to respond by building a bunch of towers around his southern command center so that his mineral line won't be taken out. And meanwhile, it looks like Kill is expanding in three more locations. Wow. He's doubling the size of his base, or attempting to. And he's going to put a world of hurt on Ramvid if Ram doesn't respond pretty soon. Ooh, Ultralisks. Okay, this does not look good.
Yeah, he has a pretty big force of Ultralisks and Cracklings. While Ramvid has just two tanks and a couple of Marines defending his base, and this looks like GG, yes. This will be game over. As the Ultralisks are just coming into the main base, destroying everything that is standing in their way. Although just a few got into the main base. But still, that game is over. A lot of Zerglings, we see a big swarm, and GG, Ramvid.
Well, that was certainly an exciting game. I think
That was a good game.
Both sides did an admirable job. I think maybe it could have gone a little bit better for Ramvid if he had, you know, some more buildings, or maybe if he hadn't neglected his macro as much, but that's an easy mistake to make, as I've done that on several occasions myself.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I've done the same thing also.
So what did our experts really think about Game 1 of the second quarter final of the BGN Invitational Tournament 2? Find out now as Dave Sestroso and Zorak analyze what you just heard.
Hey, that was a nice game. I'm very surprised of Ramvid having put so much pressure in the beginning to Kill Ace. That were really good moves from him, especially the first rush was a very good one, or first attack was a very good one. Yeah, and as Kill Ace is admitting that he almost got him early on.
And of course, to Ram did very well in his early game, and to Kill Ace's credit, he was able to bounce back pretty hard and and come back from a pretty big setback.
Yes, Zorak, absolutely true. Nothing to add more to that.
With Kill Ace's victory in game number one of the series between him and Ramvid, Kill Ace took a 1-0 series lead going into the second game. We thank you for listening to the first broadcast of Dave Sestroso and Zorak, recorded live on February 1st, 2007, during Blizzard Gaming Night.